Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the People Processes Podcast. I'm your host, Rami Alagil, and I'm excited to have you here today. Today, we're talking about demotions. It's actually in the same day, two different clients wound up asking me about scenarios where they were looking at demoting their employees. And we're going to dive into this because demotion sucks. And I want to work with you on when you should use it and when you shouldn't. And the answer is normally you shouldn't, just to cut to the chase. And let's work through it. In these scenarios, we had people. One was that they hired someone into a high-level role, like a executive director level, not executive director, but an executive director role. And this director, turns out they just weren't that ready for leadership, right? And they said, but they have tons of the skills we need in this department. And so what we'd like to do is go back to the director search and offer them the job of a frontline person in that job, basically. So that's one scenario. The other was an employee who'd been with the company almost 8 years, and they had moved up from sales, and they were a salesperson and they did well there. And then they were a sales team lead with like 5 sales guys, and they did very well there. And then they promoted them up to their director of sales. They're running 5 different teams, and they are just, it's all crap. And they promoted them like 4 months ago, and they want this guy. They don't want to lose him, but this ain't working. All right, let's talk about the demotion framework and then what we want to do in terms of evaluating these two specific scenarios and what you should do in your business. When you're thinking about demotion, there's a lot of reasons people get demoted. Most of the time, people who come to me about this, they want to demote as part of them just not meeting their job expectations, right? It's like they're just not good enough to be doing this job. And they think demotion is less mean than firing, right? They go, I don't want to fire Jeff. Jeff, you know, he's a good guy. He's just not very good at this. Why don't we demote him? And I got to tell you, that's probably a bad idea. We'll come back to why. So we have demotion for skill-based issues. The other time I see demotions come up is as part of an investigation or an incident. You know, you've got this guy, he's a manager of the store or whatever, and turns out he's slapping girls on the butt. Big problem, investigation, we got an issue, and maybe this guy knows some other problems in the company. Whatever, they're afraid to fire him, or they don't think he deserves to be fired for the level of, stupidity that he's exhibiting. And so they say, let's demote. So there's demotion as a response to some sort of disciplinary behavior, and then there's demotion as a response to some sort of skill-based behavior, right? By the way, this is general performance evaluation. Everything comes down to behaviors, right? Do we like working with them? Are they professional and doing all the things they're supposed to do? And skill. In our company, we call these competencies and core values, but whatever. Those are the two things that initiate this discussion of demotion. In general, demotion is, by law, an adverse employment action. From the perspective of those of you who are worried about getting sued, a demotion is just as dangerous as firing somebody. There is no difference in the eyes of the law between a demotion and termination. You have to have the exact same justification. If this is your only 76-year-old transgender, black Muslim in your organization, and the rest of you are white guys in your 20s, and you think, oh, I'm going to demote them rather than fire them, that will help me protect from legal risk, you are wrong. Right? So never come to this with the perspective that a demotion is just less stress or less likely to get you sued. It's, in fact, and this is where the next part comes in, demotion is almost more likely to cause problems. Because by definition, demotion sucks, right? By definition, no one likes getting demoted, especially if they're getting paid less. But even if not, even if they're just going to have to walk around with a less good title and be peers with the people they used to manage, even if that's all it is, and you're going to pay them the same because you're a great guy, and they're going to be inside your company, and they're going to not love you for a little while. All right. So in general, a framework for demotion is not legal risk. It's not nicer than. It's you're going to piss somebody off. They're going to be in your company, and you're going to keep them walking around your company for another few months talking to all your other employees, probably about how bad you are because you just did something kind of mean to them. That's what you've signed up for. That's the framework I want you to have in mind. Is it worth demoting them knowing that you're going to have a disgruntled employee for a couple of months at best? Okay. There are cases where you want to do it. Let's go back to our two scenarios. The one that doesn't work is you hired somebody in as a director, and now you're trying to saying, look, they don't have the skills to do the director job. Why don't we demote them to this other job rather than fire them? This was actually one that was because of legal claims risk. They were worried this is their only minority director. They were hired in kind of under this minority thing. And they're thinking, hey, if we demote them, at least we're less likely to get sued. So I told them wrong, as we covered already. You're doing the full risk. If they can't do the job, you got to fire them. Okay? And then it goes to how to do an effective termination. Really, an effective termination and an effective demotion are the same thing. You need to, especially if you're in a legal claims risks kind of scenario, you need to lay out job expectations, the gap to those expectations, give the employee reasonable opportunity to correct that gap, do it in a mentor, in a professional mentorship kind of way, not like crapping on people. And you need to document, right? If you are worried about legal risk, that's how you show someone can't do a job. Okay? You show that we tried. The same for a demotion, especially legal claims risk. It's exactly the same. So I, in this case, recommended just termination. It doesn't sound like you really want this person here. You're just afraid to let them go. But we need to treat this like a termination, that we need to give this employee every opportunity to save their job. And if they can't, just got to run with it. Now, the sales guy, on the other hand, he was a great sales guy, and he was a great sales team manager. But when he got to this director role, there were lots of new job responsibilities in the director role, like budgeting, making decisions about how to allocate raises, strategic planning, going to certain conferences that were internal in order to get back information about their competitive position. All that was problematic. The biggest issue is, as a director, you got to interact a lot more with other departments. Yep. So the issue with this guy was, you're a director, and now you got to talk with marketing and make sure that marketing and you are on the same page about what you're selling. He had to work with product development even further back in the chain. He even had to work with accounting because their salespeople were the major portion of their expenses, and they're worried about this kind of stuff, and they want to have a conversation with him about, and he just wanted to sell. Right. He said he could do the director role, but when it actually got time to do the director role, he didn't have those skills to have interdepartmental communication, strategic thinking, all those pieces. Here's what I recommend that they do. And what I recommend you do if you have an employee you want to retain because you love them and they're great at something, just not the thing you put them in. I recommended we sit down with this employee and we say, look, here's the job, all these things. And here's where we see you lack. I think there's only two paths forwards here. You're not ready to be a director. I don't know that you ever want to be a director. It's a different job. I don't think you even want it. But even if you say you do, we don't want you there anymore. So we got two paths ahead of us. One is, this was our mistake. And what I want to do is offer you a severance, 2 months, go your own way. and you can resign, and we screwed this up. We shouldn't have put you in this position. Here's a severance. Go on with God. Option two, I'd love for you to step back down to a team lead, focus on sales. Really, that you were so good at that job. You seemed so happy at it. Now we feel like we're fighting every 3 days here. You're having conflict. Why don't we go back down? And the employee, by the way, took that demotion happily. It's been 2 or 3 years since then. That guy is still a team manager. He negotiates. He's a sales guy. He negotiates hard. He's actually better paid than the manager, the director that they hired in at this point, because he runs the best sales team. That one, it's 1/5 of their sales team, of their 5 sales teams. He runs one of them. It accounts for 3/5 of their sales. The other 4 split the 2/5, because this guy loves sales, loves running the sales team. He loves the company. He loves the product. And he was able to negotiate a compensation package based on how much money he's bringing in. He gets paid more than his director. He's happy. That's what you're looking for in demotion. Demotion is moving somebody, figuring out a way forward that retains them and makes them happy. If you can't see a scenario where that employee is just a smiley, you know, they're going to take a hit. It's going to be a month where they're kind of going, God, I wish I hadn't had to happen. If you can figure that out, you've got a case for a demotion. As you can see, that's a pretty rare case. 99% of the time someone comes to me and says, I want to talk to you about demotion. It's because they're afraid to fire somebody, in which case they just got to get their crap in order and do it. Or because they're so soft-hearted that they think demotion is going to be less painful for the employee than termination, in which case they got to toughen up, right? This is a business. If it's not a for-profit business, it's even more important. You're a nonprofit with a real freaking mission and you got things to do. So you got to get the right people on the bus in the right seats, okay? In general, no demotions, but there are a few exceptions. I hope this video was helpful to you. I hope you found this to be interesting and that this may answer some of your questions about it. Do me a favor, down in the comments, write about your demotion story, about times you've evaluated it. If I'd love to hear, just to support my own thoughts, I'd love to hear about times you demoted somebody and regretted it. And if you got a couple of wins in there, tell me about those too. Check us out at peopleprocesses.com. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, all that kind of stuff if you think I earned your subscription today. And feel free to share this with other people in your organization or other leaders who you think may need a little reminder that emotions are probably not the answer. Now, it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done. Thanks for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.